来参考一些啊灵修的课题。
And I would like to use the few sessions of the service to study the teachings in regard to spiritual cultivation.
啊，第一个来参考就是忍耐、耐性。
Is endurance.
啊，另外英文的 patience.
And perseverance.
啊，格林多前书十三章在讲爱。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it discussed the essence of love.
他说最大的恩赐就是爱。
And he said the greatest gift is love.
人如果有信心、有能力，没有爱算不了什么。
If a person has power, has faith, but without love, it is nothing.
人如果有智慧、有恩赐，能够讲万国的语言，没有爱也算不了什么。
And if a person has wisdom and gift to speak of all language, but without love, it is nothing.
那么到底爱是什么
？And what is love？
啊，第一句话就是爱就是恒久的忍耐。
And love is patient, love is kind。
啊，到最后要结束的时候，保罗再重复一段，爱就是恒久的忍耐。
And at the very end, the Paul once again remarked that love is always perseveres。
哦，所以一个人啊有这个忍耐、有耐性啊，这一个人就是一个有爱的人。
And if a person have endurance and perseverance, this is a person with love。
啊，确实，我们人需要在忍耐、耐性方面多多的操练。
And indeed, we need to cultivate ourselves more in our perseverance.
有时候我们人跟人之间相处不好，原因就是缺乏耐性。
And often the reason why we have quarrel between other people is because of lack of patience.
没有忍耐，结果脾气发出来。
Because we are lack of endurance, therefore we have a bad temper.
啊，有时候我们子女没有办法持续教他们，就是因为缺乏耐性，放弃了。
And sometimes we are unable to cultivate our children is because we lack of patience and perseverance.
有时候我们祷告到一半放弃了，因为我们缺乏耐性等候神。
And oftentimes we pray to the halfway and we give up is because we lack of endurance to wait for God.
所以这个耐性的操练啊，是属灵的一个重要的功课。
Therefore, the cultivation of patience it is a work of spiritual cultivation.
那圣经里面对耐啊有谈到。忍耐有谈到几方面。
In the Bible, it discusses few aspects in regard to perseverance.
请看马太福音第十章。
Let us refer to the book of Matthew, chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 10.
马太福音第十章二十二节。
The book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 22.
从二十一节开始。
Let us read from verse 21.
弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要与父亲为敌，害死他们。二十二节。
22.
并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的啊，必然得救。这个地方讲我们因为信仰的原因会接受到患难。
And here tell us because of our faith that we will undergo persecution.
那这个患难，这个逼迫，有时候是自己家里面的人出来。
And oftentimes the persecution comes from the members of our family.
特别在末世要来到的时候。
Especially before the coming of the last day.
好像中国大陆。
And just as in mainland China.
那个清算斗争自己父母的就是孩子。
The one that will persecute the parent is their own son.
所以将来为着信仰的原因
Therefore in the future, for the sake of our faith,
甚至家里面的人要起来逼迫我们
Even the member of our own family will stand up to persecute us.
但是谁能够得到神的福气呢
Who are the one able to obtain the blessing of God?
就是忍耐到底的人
Are those who persevere to the end.
这种逼迫不是新的事情。
And this type of persecution, it is not something new.
从古代到现在。
And from ancient time until today.
凡是敬拜神的人。
And all who worship God.
常常都需要经历艰难。
And oftentimes, they must go through hardships.
那么经历艰难的方法就是忍耐。
And the way to endure through hardship is to persevere.
中国话说咬紧牙根撑到底就过去。
In the Chinese proverb is that we...bite our teeth until the very end that we can pass by.
请看希伯来书第十章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrew, chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章三十二节。
The book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 32.
希伯来书第十章三十二节。
The book of Hebrew, chapter 10, verse
你们要追念往日蒙了光照以后所忍受大征战的各样苦难，33节。
33,
一面被人毁谤遭患难成了戏景叫众人观看，一面陪伴那些受这样苦难的人，34节。
34,
因为你们体恤那些被捆锁的人，并且你们的家业也被抢去，也甘心忍受，知道自己有更美长存的家业，35节。
35,
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心必得大赏赐，36节。
36,
你必须忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。啊，这一段圣经在讲古圣徒他们在持守他们的信仰。
This passage of verse is describing the saints. They are keeping their faith.
啊，受到很大的逼迫。
And because of this, they went through a great persecution.
有的很多家业财产被人抢走。
Many people, their property were confiscated.
啊，为着保存信仰，他也甘心。
And for the sake of keeping their own faith, they are willing to lose all this.
啊，有的人为着保存信仰，啊，遭受逼迫下监牢。
And some people is because of the faith they were put into prison.
好像耶利米先知
just as Prophet Jeremiah,
受到很大的逼迫
that he went through a great persecution.
那么这些能够胜过逼迫一个保法就是要忍耐
and the secret to overcome all these hardship and persecution is to persevere.
我们在中国大陆有一些传道人在1948年这个中国大陆陷入这个共产党统治之后啊，被下到监牢里面
and in mainland China many of the full-time ministers of our churchThat in 1948, after the communists have taken over mainland China, they were put into prison.
那下到监牢里面不是十天十个月。
And they do not put into prison for 10 days or 10 months.
有的是啊，十年、二十年。
But some they spend 10 years and 20 years in the prison.
那么那一种监牢的生活是既孤单又无聊，而且又痛苦。
And those life of hardship is lonely, very painful.
哦，如果他们随时放弃他们信仰，他们就可以出来。
If at any moment they are willing to forsake the faith, they can be free right away.
但是为着信仰的缘故
，But for the sake of the faith,
他们在这个小小的监牢一个房间里面度了20年。
And they spend 20 years in a very small prison.
为什么能够度过去
？And why they are able to persevere?
就是他们有超人的忍耐。
It's because they have uncommon endurance.
哦，神给他们忍耐的心。
For the perseverance that God.Give to them.
所以在逼迫中要忍耐。
Therefore, we must persevere in the midst of the persecution.
但是这种逼迫我们到现在还没有尝过。
But this type of persecution we have not experienced at this present moment.
我们现在信耶稣是相当舒服。
And now we believe in Jesus under great comfort.
没有遇到逼迫。
And we did not go through experience persecution.
但是圣经预言。
But the Bible prophesies.
末世再来。
That in the last day.
一定会有逼迫。
That there will be persecution.
这个逼迫要从两个势力出来。
And this persecution will come from two powers.
一个是宗教势力。
And first, the power from the religion.
一个从政治势力。
And another, the power from the political group.
那逼迫的方向。
And the aspect of persecution.
就是真教会的信徒。
That will be the believer of the true church.
所以我们需要操练忍耐的美德。
Therefore, we must cultivate the virtue of perseverance.
虽然我们没有经历到这个逼迫。
Yet at this present moment, we have not yet gone through persecution.
但是我们常常经历患难。
But often that we went through hardships.
人在生活当中，生命的历程当中啊，常常会经历逆境跟顺境。
A person in the journey of their life, often they must go through hardship.As well as prosperity.
那这两个常常有时候是交替的。
And sometimes this is exchange.
那有时候人的一生就分成两半。
And sometimes a life of person can be separated into half.
有的前半是逆境。
And some, the first half of their life, is hardship.
后半是顺境。
And the second half of their life, they live in prosperity.
有人的人生是前半是顺境。
And for some, the first period of their life, they live in prosperity.
那后半是逆境。
But the second half, they live in hardship.
顺境要操练的功课就是节制。
And the work that we must do, doing prosperity, that is self-control.
那逆境要操练的功课就是忍耐。
And the work that we must cultivate in hardship, that will be perseverance.
所以圣经里面提到约伯。
Therefore, in the Bible, it discusses of Job.
请看雅各书第
五章。Let us refer to the book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
The book of James, chapter 5.
第十节到十一节。
The book of James, chapter 5, verse 10 to verse 11.
好， 弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主的名说话的众先知当作能受苦能忍耐的榜样。十一节
Verse 11,
那先前忍耐的人，我称他们是有福的。你们也听过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他们的结局，明显是主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。这个地方说以前的先知他们留下一个榜样，就是忍耐。
And here says the prophet in the past, they have left an example that is perseverance.
那就是在受苦当中忍耐。
That is the persevere in the midst of their persecution.
他特别提约伯做模范。
Especially here, the Bible mentioned Job as an example.
约伯在精神上、在肉体上所受的苦，没有人能够承担。
And Job, spiritually and physically speaking, the pain that he suffered, no one can endure.
一天之内，所有的孩子都死了。
Within one day, all of his child died.
所有的牛羊都死了。
And all the cattle went away.
所有的财产都没有了。
And all the property disappeared.
太太转过来指着他，你放掉神是赚的。
And furthermore, that his wife rebuked him. Why don't you forsake your God?
从头到脚生疮。
And from the top of his head to his feet, he suffered from sore.
找不到一个好的地方。
And you cannot find a good area.
他痒得用这个瓦片来刮他的伤。
And he was so itched that he used the roof to scratch.
他找不到一个人能安慰他。
And he cannot find a person to comfort him.
三个朋友想要来安慰他。
And three friends of his want to come to comfort Job.
结果都变成无用的医生。
But as a result, they become a useless physician.
就使他更加的痛苦。
Which caused him to be even more pain.
那么约伯度过这个患难是怎么度过？
And how did Job went through this hardship?
就是忍耐。
That is, he persevered.
所以我们人常常会有逆境。
Therefore, as men, we often go through hardship.
要度过逆境就是要忍耐。
And the only way to go through hardship is persevere.
为什么说患难中要忍耐？
And why? That we must persevere within hardship.
因为患难有一定的时候。
Because there is an appointed time for hardship.
人不会一生都在患难当中。
A person, they will not live in hardship all their life.
有一定的时候。
And there is an appointed time.
那这个时候过了，患难就没有了。
And when this time passed by, then the hardship disappeared as well.
神的试炼就没有了。
Then the trials of God also disappeared.
那么这个时候什么会临到？什么时候会临到呢？
And when is the time will appear?
第一个。
First.
就是神的旨意。成全了。
That is when the will of God is fulfilled.
神的目的达到了。
The purpose of God is reached.
患难就过去了。
Then the persecution will disappear.
神做事情不会有目的的。
And whatever God do, that God has His purpose.
所以患难有他的目的。
Therefore, there is purpose for the hardships.
那这个目的有正面有反面。
And there is a negative and positive aspect of the purpose.
反面就是除掉我们的缺点。
Negatively speaking, this will take away our shortcomings.
正面就是要增加我们的优点。
And positively speaking, it will increase our virtue.
所以一个人达到了神的目的了。
And when a person fulfills the purpose of God,
果然患难马上就过去。
Then the hardship will end right away.
那么另外一个。
And another way.
当这个患难达到我们没有办法忍受的程度了。
And when the hardship has reached beyond what we can bear.
那就会过去了。
Then the hardship will pass by.
所以这个患难啊，要需要忍耐。
Therefore, we must persevere within our hardship.
这是一个很重要功课。
And this is a very important work.
我从小就出生在传道者家庭。
And since young, I was born in the house of a full-time minister.
物质生活相当缺乏。
And materially speaking, you can say we live in a very lack position.
但是这并不要紧。
But this is not essential.
让我感觉到神的试炼，就是常常身体不好。小时候
，and when what I experienced most the test from God, that is when I was young, my health condition is not very good.
后来到国校六年级、初中一年级的时候，家里面有人离世。
And later, when I was in junior high, the member of my family passed away.
那个时候是试炼的最低点。
And at that time, that is the most severe point of.The test.
我常常想，为什么信耶稣信得这么痛苦
？And oftentimes I think and say to myself, why do I believe in Jesus and I believe it so painfully?
所以我放假放学回家都没有直接回家里，就跑到池塘去睡觉，月亮出来回去。
Therefore, when I finish school, I did not go home right away. I went to the pond and I sleep by the pond until the moon come out.
但是在这个试炼最低点的时候
，But in the most severe time of the test,
时候到了。
Time is fulfilled.
很快就发现神的道路一直跑出来。
And very rapidly, I discovered the will of God continued to appear.
整个家庭环境就转变.
Then the condition of the family is improved.
好, 一直到现在,
up until now, even today. And I often experience that God is blessing me.
我深深相信, 患难要忍耐,
therefore, I truly believe in the time of hardship that we must persevere.
因为有一定的时候,
because there is at a point of time.
之后到了, 很容易就过去,
and when the time comes, it will be easy for us to go by.
那么这个忍耐也包括我们对人的过失要忍耐。
And the perseverance also includes the offense that we have done to others.
对人的缺点要忍耐。
And also the shortcoming of others.
因为爱就是恒久忍耐。
Because love is patient, love is kind.
而且对这个人又有恩慈。
And is full of grace.
那么神对我们的爱,
and the love of God toward us,
就是表现在他的忍耐上,
is manifest within the patience of God.
如果神是一个没有耐性的神,
if God, it is a God without patience,
今天这个世界,
today the world,
早就被神毁掉,
will already be destroyed by God.
因为今天这个世界,
because the world today,
不但不承认神的存在,
not only they deny the existence of God,
不但反抗神,
not only they rebel against God,
不但亵渎神,
and not only they blaspheme God,
而且犯罪得罪神,
and furthermore, they commit sin,
罪恶,
and the sin has kept up to the world.
那么为什么神不毁灭呢?
And why God will not destroy the world?
彼得后书里面,
right now, and 2 Peter, they are recorded.
请看彼得后书,
let us turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书第三章,
2 Peter chapter 3,
第九节,
verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第九节,
2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容。你们不愿意人人沉沦，乃愿意人人都悔改。哦，这里说有人说啊，主耶稣快再来，已经讲了2000年，到现在还不来。
And some people says the Lord said he will come, and he has said this for over 2,000 years.
那彼得说，这个不是主耶稣单言。
And Peter tell us the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
乃是宽容。
And as someone understands slowness, rather he have patience with you.
啊, 那这个宽容就是一种忍耐。
And patience, it is a perseverance.
如果耶稣今天来,
and forbearance, if Jesus comes today,
包括我们今天坐在这里做礼拜,
and include us who sit here,
我们有几个人能够安然见耶稣,
and how many of us who sit here can see Jesus in confidence,
很有把握地见耶稣,
and we can see Jesus very assuringly.
实在是不多。
And not many of us will.
所以耶稣还没有来,
therefore, Jesus has not yet come.
就是神的忍耐。
It is because of the patience of God.
要留机会给更多人得救,
that he will give us opportunity to save more people.
要留更多的时间让我们准备好来准备,
and give us more time to prepare ourselves.
将来他来的时候能够像新娘被迎娶到天国,
in the future when he comes, that we will be welcomed into heaven as a bride, bridegroom.
保罗在提摩太前书里面讲说神对他的忍耐。
And Paul described in 1 Timothy regarding the patience of God toward him.
他不是一个逼迫基督徒的人,
he was the one who persecuted Christ.
所以他知道他是一个罪魁,
therefore he knows that he is the foremost of the sinners.
最严重的罪就是抵挡逼迫基督徒。
And the most severe sin, that is to persecute Christians and be against Christ.
如果神没有对保罗忍耐,
if God have no patience with Paul,
保罗早就被神击杀死了,
and Paul will already be killed by God.
因为神对保罗说你用脚踢刺是难的,
and the Lord said to Paul, it is hard for you to kick against the goat.
神一直忍耐,
and God is continuing enduring.
所以神对人的爱表现在他的忍耐上面,
therefore the love of God toward the person is shown because of his forbearance.
那么我们人对人的爱,
and as men, all love toward others,
也要表现在忍耐上,
must also manifest in terms of perseverance.
请看以弗所书第四章,
let us refer to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章,
the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节,
verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节,
the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人, 就应当与蒙召的恩相称。 第二节,
verse 2.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐, 用爱心互相宽容。 这个地方保罗说, 我们蒙主耶稣召, 显照啊，做事做人就要跟这个显照的恩典做起来相称。
And here that Paul tells us, we who are called by the Lord, we must live a life worthy of the calling.
啊，神的恩照是高贵的。
For the calling, the salvation of God is noble.
啊，所以我们做人呀，要尽量做好的人。
Therefore, whatever we do, we must be a good person.
才能够跟神的恩典相照。
So that this can coincide with the calling and the grace of God.
那么第二节就讲。
And the verse 2 tells us.
凡事谦虚温柔忍耐
that be completely humble and gentle and be patient
互相宽容
and bearing one another in love
那这个都是有互相关系的
and all these have relationship to each other
一个忍耐的人常常是一个比较温柔的人
and when a person who have patience he is the person with greater love
那么一个忍耐的人也常常是比较容易宽容别人的
and when a person who have patience he is the person who can forbear other person more
啊，不容易对别人的缺点或别人对我们的违反产生一种生气怒气出来。
It is very difficult for them to exasperate by the offense and the shortcoming of others.
所以爱就在这里表现出来。
Therefore, love is manifested here.
好像这个父母对子女的爱。
Just as the parents love toward children.
这个子女有时候一直在违反父母。
And sometimes the children they continue to rebel against the parents.
父母不容易生气。
It is very difficult for the parents to become angry.
因为里面有爱，就会有忍耐。
Because within the heart of the parents.There is love. When there is love, there is perseverance.
不但有忍耐，又有恩慈。
And not only there is patience, but also there is grace.
对他很好。
And they show love toward the child.
好像这个扫罗在逼大卫。
And just as Saul, he was persecuting David.
扫罗有一个很好的功夫。
And Saul, he has a very good work.
就是忍耐。
That is perseverance.
大卫有一个好功，就是忍耐。
That is David. He has a good work of cultivation. That is perseverance.
扫罗天天要追杀他。
Every day, Saul wants to persecute David.
以我们常人来说
，As for an ordinary people,
我们怒气冲天。
That we will be filled with wrath.
一定找机会要报仇。
And we will try to find opportunity to revenge.
但是大卫知道
，But David knows,
人的一切都在神。
That everything.Of a person belong to a person is in the control of God.
扫罗今天要来追杀我。
Today Saul will come to persecute me, intend to kill me.
啊，这个也是神允许的。
And this is something that is permitted by God.
所以他存着忍耐。
Therefore, with the heart of endurance, he forbear.
他一直在等待神的时候。
And he continued to wait for the time of God.
啊，他坚定地依靠神。
And he relied on God steadfastly.
有两次的机会。
And he have two opportunities.
大卫有机会。一刀就把扫罗杀掉。
That David had the opportunity to kill Saul.
但是大卫显出他的恩慈。
But David he manifests his grace.
他放他走。
That he let Saul go.
等他走了。
And when Saul went away.
再提醒扫罗。
Then he reminded Saul.
说我有机会杀掉你。
That I have opportunity to kill you.
但是我不杀。
But I did not kill you.
扫罗非常惭愧。
And Saul he feel very disgraced.
他知道大卫真心的爱他。
And for he know that David loved him.With true love.
所以我们今天人跟人之间的关系
Therefore today, the relationship between men,
家庭里面的关系
the relationship within the family,
我们很需要这种学习
And very importantly, we need this type of learning.
就是大卫对扫罗的态度
That is the attitude of David toward Saul.
要长久忍耐加上有恩慈
That is, we must be patient and also filled with grace.
这样很多的家庭纠纷都会解决的
And then, many of the quarrel within the family problem will be solved.
很多的家庭不和睦
And many of the family, they do not live in a very harmonious atmosphere.
就是缺乏耐性。
It's because of lack of patience.
刺激一到，脾气就发作。
And when stimulation comes, they will be filled with wrath.
不但这样。
Not only this.
缺乏恩慈。
They also lack of grace.
以恶报恶。
And they will repay evil with evil.
所以家庭失去了和睦。
And as a result, the family lose its harmony.
所以爱就是恒久的忍耐。
Therefore, love is patient, love is kind.
而且对那个得罪我们的又有恩慈赦免他，对他好。
And furthermore, toward those who offended us, the person will have love and grace and be good, especially toward the person.
请看提摩太帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let us turn to 2 Thessalonians.
前书。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章
First Thessalonians chapter 5
14节
Verse 14
我又劝弟兄要警醒不守规矩的人勉励灰心的人扶助软弱的人也要向众人忍耐这里保罗提醒当时的做圣工的人
And here Paul remind the workers of God at that time
说这个教会里面难免有一些不守规矩的。
Within the church, there are some who will not obey the teaching of God.
所以你要勉励他。
Therefore, you must encourage them.
那么有灰心的。
And toward those who are discouraged,
要鼓励他,
you must encourage.
有软弱的,
and toward the weak,
要扶助他,
you must help them.
但最重要要忍耐,
but furthermore, you must be patient to everyone.
就是要很忍耐, 有忍耐的功夫去做,
that is, you must do the work with the heart of perseverance.
啊, 到最后你就会有收成,
and at the very end, you will reap a harvest.
啊, 摩西在四十岁的时候,
and Moses at the age of 40,
他是一个没有耐性的,
that he was a person without any patience,
充满着血气,
he is filled with flesh.
所以神就把他送到这个旷野去牧养。
Therefore, God sent Moses into wilderness to pastor the sheep.
用他四十年那一种脾气。
Hey, use 40 years, the type of the personality he had.
可能刚刚开始在牧羊的时候，很多羊的腿都被他打断。
Maybe at the very beginning, many of the leg of the sheep perhaps break by Moses.
但是到了他八十岁。
But when Moses is at the age of 80,
他就变成一个很温柔又有耐性的。
He became a person with gentle and patient.
所以神跟他同在。
Therefore, God abide with Moses.
所以这段圣经教导我们要忍耐。
Therefore, this passage of verse teach us that we must be patient.
啊，圣经里面还有讲。
In the Bible, also discuss.
啊，行善要忍耐。
That we must not become weary in doing good.
好，请看彼得前书第
二章。Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5.
啊，彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
Second Peter chapter
彼得前书彼得前书
First Peter chapter 2
十九节开始
Verse 19
倘若人为叫良心对得住神就忍受冤屈的苦楚这是可喜爱的二十节
Verse 20
你们若因为犯罪受责打能忍耐有什么可夸的呢但是你们若因为行善受苦能忍耐这在神是可喜爱的。二十一节。
21。
你们蒙召原是为此，因为基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。这里彼得在讲受苦的问题。
And here the Peter is discussing the issues of suffering.
他说受苦有两个来源。
And he says there are two reasons of suffering.
一个是做错事了。
First is because that we do wrong.
结果受到责罚
and as a result that we were chastised
那你能忍耐
and you persevere
这有什么价值呢
and what good and value is this good to you
所以因为做错事而受苦这是没有价值的
therefore to suffer because of doing wrong this is without any value
那彼得特别强调
and here Peter emphasized
如果行善受苦能忍耐
and if you suffer because of doing good and you can persevere
那么这个人是大有福气的
then this is a blessed person
我们刚才看啊这个孝道啊在中国的孝道一直都在这个在四维啊渐渐的衰退。
And then even today that we see the truth regarding fidelity that was passed along in China, even now is gradually disappear.
但是我们也听到有很多很有孝顺的子女。
But we have also heard many filial children.
在父母年纪很大的时候。
When the parent in advanced age.
行动很不方便的时候。
When their movement is not very convenient.
这个时候要服侍父母确实要牺牲。
And at this time, for the children to take care of the parent, they indeed need to sacrifice.
要做很多的功夫。
They must spend lots of work.
但是有一些子女非常有耐性。
But some of the child, they are very...patient,
来受苦来服侍他的父母
that they suffer and to serve the parent.
这种受苦是有价值
and this type of suffering, it is valuable.
也是神会祝福的
and also, it will be blessed by God.
有一个青年
and one of the youth,
他很久没有来教会
and for a long time, that he did not come to the church.
那后来他到一个地区去读书
and later he went to an area to study
开始有一些青年去访问他
and at the beginning some of the youth went to visit him
过了一年
one year later
其中有一些人没有耐性就放弃了
among the group of youth who went to visit this brother that some of them is without patience so they give up
到了第二年
second year
剩两三个青年继续去访问
the only two or three youth continue to go to visit this brother
你要牺牲时间
then you must spend time sacrifice time
不论热不论冷你都要牺牲
whether hot day or cold day then you must sacrifice
第二年过去了
second year passed by
这个弟兄没有来教会
this brother still did not come to the church
其中有一些人就放弃了
and among them some people give up
只有一个很有耐性
only one person is very patient
第三年
third year,
他还继续不断去访问这个青年
he continued to go to visit this youth.
这个青年受到感动
and this youth, he was moved.
所以在第三年大学第三年的下学期开始来教会
therefore on the third year of the university that this brother began, this youth began to come to the church.
后来成为一个很热心的信徒
later that this youth became a very zealous believer.
所以彼得在这里讲说行善受苦要忍耐
therefore here Peter told us if we suffer becauseDoing good, that we must persevere.
好，那么才能够得到神的祝福。
So that we can be blessed by God.
好，那圣经里面也讲。
In the Bible, also discuss.
等候神的旨意显明，要忍耐。
That we must, persevere to wait for the will of God is revealed.
来看诗篇。
Let's refer to the book of Psalms.
37篇。
Psalm number 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalm number 37.
第四节
Verse 4
又要以耶和华为乐他就将你心里所求的事给你第五节
Verse 5
你应当将你的事交托耶和华并依靠他他必成全第七节
Verse 7
你应当默然依靠耶和华耐性等候他这个第四节开始这样说
In verse 4 the Bible tell us
说你要将神要将心里你心里所求的事给你
That God will give you that your desire within your heart.
那第五节就讲
In the first five says,
你要把你的事情都交托给神
You must commit your way to the Lord.
要认定他
Trust in him.
那么他要成全
And he will do this.
但是第七节说
But verse seven says,
要耐心等候
That be still and patient.
所以这个交托跟等候是两个要合在一起
Therefore to trust in God and be patient.Before God,
有的人只有交托
These two must connect together. That some people they only trust in God.
结果交托了两天
But they trust in God for only 2 days.
为什么没有结果
And why a final result?
结果就灰心了
And as a result, they become discouraged.
交托要加上等候
And to trust in God, it must coincide with patience.
因为每一件事情都有神的时候
Because every purpose, there is the time of God.
所以人交托给神
Therefore, when a person rely all their matter into the hand of God.
那么等候到神的时候到了
And then wait until the time of God comes.
好，我们所求的神就给我们实现
And whatever that we seek, that God will fulfill for us.
所以我们祷告向神求什么
Therefore, in our prayer, regardless what we pray to God.
不要急
Do not be anxious.
不要逼神说你明天一定要成全
And do not force God and say, God, you must fulfill this tomorrow.
因为神的时候是最好的
Because the time of God is the best time
因为只有神能够了解我们的未来
Because only God can understand our future
所以我们如果向神祈求交托什么
Therefore whatever that we pray to God and trust in God
你等候到现在
You wait even up until today
还没有实现
And it seems that it is not fulfilled by God
那我们要继续再等候
You must continue to wait patiently
因为有一天他会成全
Because one day it will be fulfilled by God
好像说这个约瑟
Just as Joseph
约瑟从小时候
And Joseph, since he was young,
他就做一个梦
that he dreamed a dream,
梦见说这个稻草叶向他下拜
that he dreamed, 稻草叶
就是向他下倒就是他的兄弟要向他下拜
that he dreamed that his brother will bow down to worship him.
当他等他长大之后
when he grew up,
他发现实际的情形不是这样
and he discovered it seems the reality does not even come close to what he dreamed.
他的哥哥不但没有跟他下拜
that his brotherThe older brother not only failed to worship him,
把他卖到埃及去
and furthermore, sold him to Egypt as a slave.
很难解释
And this is very difficult to explain.
那他到埃及有一段时间就开始就好起来了
And when he went to Egypt for a period of time, his condition improved.
在这个家宅的家里面呢，做起掌管出来
And he became a manager in the house of the captain of King's Guard.
但是为着要敬畏神
In order, because he wanted to fear God.
是被人下到监牢里面
He was put into prison.
这个也是很难解释的。
This is something very difficult to explain as well.
跟他过去所做的梦都不一样。
This is different from the dream that Joseph had dreamed in the past.
好像神对他的应许跟他现在的体验都不一样。
It seems the promise of God is completely different from what he has now experienced.
因为神时候还没有到。
And this is because the time of God has not yet come.
等到他30岁，神时候到了。
And when Joseph at the age of 30, now the time of God comes.
一夜之间
，within one night，
他就成为宰相。
That he become the minister.
过来他的兄弟就来拜他。
And later, that his brother come to worship him.
所以神有神的时候。
Therefore, there is an appointed time of God.
我们对事情交托出去了。
And when we trust our matter into the hand of God.
很可能过来你所经历的生活跟你所要求的都不一样。
It may be that after we have trust in God, that what we have experienced is completely different compared to what we have trusted.
但是不要忧虑。
But don't worry.
要耐性等候神。
That we must wait for God patiently.
因为有一天他会成全。
Because one day God will fulfill.
那这个耐性从哪里来？
Where do the perseverance come from?
圣经讲有两个来源。
In the Bible, tell us there is two sources of perseverance.
一个叫患难操练耐性。
And first is because of the trials.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let us turn to the book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
The book of Romans, chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse 3.
罗马书第五章第三节。
Romans, chapter 5, verse 3.
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。这里讲说患难会生忍耐。
And here tell us,Suffering will produce perseverance.
雅各里也这样说。
In the book of James, also discuss the same truth.
信心经过试炼就生忍耐。
And when faith goes through trial, that it will produce perseverance.
所以一个人经历的这个逆境越多，越会忍耐。
Therefore, when a person goes through hardship, the more time he spends in the hardship, he will learn how to persevere even more.
平均来说。
And commonly speaking,
年老的人比年纪轻的比较有耐性。
The older person seems to have more patience compared to the younger person.
因为他在人生的经历当中经历磨练比较多。
It's because in the journey of their life, they have gone through many experiences.
那么同样年纪的人
And those with the same age.
患难经历多的人比没有经历患难的人更有耐性。
And those who have went through more suffering, they will have more perseverance compared to the one who did not go through all the hardships.
因为每一次经历患难人就体验到一件新的道理。
Because every time when a person went through a hardship, they will experience a new truth.
所以患难生忍耐。
Therefore, suffering will produce perseverance.
另外一个是圣灵充满。
And another source is from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书里面讲圣灵的果子。
In the book of Galatians, that it discusses the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
忍耐、喜乐、和平、忍耐。第四个就是忍耐。
It's love, joy, peace, and patience. The fourth fruit is patience.
所以一个人如果被圣灵充满
，Therefore, when a person is filled by the Spirit,
他就会有耐性的美德。
That he will have the virtue of patience.
这个就是圣经里面谈到的忍耐之道。
And this is the truth in regard to endurance and perseverance from the Bible.
如果我们有忍耐
And if we have the heart of perseverance,
能够经历患难
And we can go through hardship,
能够经历逼迫
And we can go through persecution,
能够人容忍别人的过犯
And we can forbear the shortcoming of others,
能够行善
And we can practice good,
会产生盼望
And which can produce hope.
所以忍耐是一个很重要的功课
Therefore, to persevere, it is a very important work.
上次